hope you will bear with me today.
Yes, Lord.
I know probably every minister here has probably got a message. But since I don't live out this way, maybe not. Might never get back this way. I have a burden on my heart this morning.
Amen.
Talking to the Lord this morning, Lord, I just because I'm here, maybe my last day here, that don't mean I have to preach. I sought the Lord earnestly about service this morning. And seemed like the Lord wouldn't take the thought away.
Yes, Lord.
I have a burden for, I want to exhort you this morning in the Sunday school. Urge you along. Also want to trust the Lord will challenge us this morning. Also, there's some warnings He probably wants to send our way.
Amen.
Instructions, we hope. These are your prayers. Something or another I'm troubled about. I see something and I don't know what it is. I don't like that. It seemed like the Lord, I've been praying about it. I don't know whether it's something for me personally that I'm going to meet or where it's something the church is going to meet. I don't have the answer to that. But there's something out there. I see it. I see it out there. I don't recognize it. I don't recognize what it is, but it's something. I don't want to leave you in suspense or anything like that. But when the Lord brings it to pass, we'll all know about it, or I will. But the Lord seemed like I keep praying, Lord, what is this thing you're trying to show? And it seemed like He's, well, it's not now. It's not now. So you and I need to be prepared for whatever the Lord. Whatever. I know one thing, that the coming of the Lord is near at hand. I believe we'll all agree to that. And I know another thing is that we're being challenged on every side. And I know that the powers of darkness is crowding around about us. The Bible said it would be like that. Church would be encompassed about, wolf on the breast, camped about the saints. We're camped about on every side. We're in a great conflict. But we know who's going to win. We know who's going to win. It's those that remain faithful. They're going to win. We're going to come out on top. And so, our very society is opposed to everything we believe. Powers of darkness. I don't know about, like I said, where the Lord's going to come. I don't know when He's going to come. But I know one thing. We heard a message already that God is not mocked. We reap what we sow. And I know that this nation we live in is going to have to do some reaping. And we don't want to be caught up in that. So we want to talk about the people of God this morning. In the book of Esther, the 3rd chapter, about the 8th verse, it said, "And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people." I want to talk about that certain people. There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the providence of thy kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay thee 10,000 talents of silver. This certain people was in the land. They was in the land. And they wanted to get rid of them. They wanted to destroy them. And the devil has been trying to do that all the way through. Trying to destroy the people of God. Trying to destroy right from the very beginning. Says there in the book of Revelation one place, it said that he stood there to devour the child as soon as it was born. That wasn't talking about Jesus. That was talking about the church. That was talking about the church. Stood right there to devour it as soon as it was born. And so, this certain people, a certain people, pointed them out. And that word certain means sure. Or beyond a doubt. Beyond a doubt, God has a people. God has always had a people. And God will always have a people. And there are certain kind of people. They're not just the run of the mill. They're not just a bunch of confusion. And the Bible said when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, there was a great multitude came out with them. But this certain people, this people beyond a doubt, God has a people. God always had a people. And God still has a people today. And there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. We're in the world. He said, I pray that you don't take them out of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil thereof. And so you and I are right here in the world. We're right here in the midst of all of this evil and all of this condition and all the things that are going on. You and I are right in the very midst of the whole thing. And we're right here. And the Lord has chosen a people to stand for His name and stand for His truth. But the devil has always wanted to destroy Him. This certain people that the devil wants to get rid of. What kind of people are these people? Why would the devil want to get rid of them? Why would the world want to get rid of them? Why would they want to destroy these people, a certain kind of people that lives among us, and their laws are different than our laws, and their ways are different than our ways? Why not just leave them alone? Why don't you just leave them alone and let them live by themselves? Let them do. You know, I noticed that among the people around the world. People will come around the saints or they maybe make a start or come out or get saved or something or another. And then they'll turn away from God or go back into the world. They don't just go away and leave us alone, but they go out and start talking about us and start criticizing us and trying to belittle us and let us down. You know, you can just go out and join some other movement or group or a so-called church or something or another. And if you don't like it there, you can just quit and nobody says nothing about it. They don't run the place down. They just walk off and leave it. If they want to believe that way, just let them believe. That's her privilege. Just believe it. But with this people, it don't work that way. When they don't want to go along with it, they criticize it. They want to tear it down. They want to abuse it. They want to sow discord and they want to cause confusion. and all those things. Can't just leave it alone and let you folks just go ahead, live your way. I don't want, I would to God people would say, well, I just don't want to live this way. But you folks go ahead, if you want to live that way, go ahead and live that way. But they won't do it that way. They don't do it that way. They turn, they won't just leave it alone, even though they don't want the truth, they don't want to live holy, they don't believe in the straight and narrow way, and they don't want to take this away, but they won't just go on off and leave it alone. But they'll go off and criticize it and go off and try to belittle it and try to cause confusion and sow discord and all those kind of things. But God, this certain people is different from all other people. It's a people that is dispersed right among all these kind of things. Let's see what the Lord says about these people. What kind of people are these people? Why would they want to get rid of such a good people? You know, there ain't nobody like the people of God. They're the best people in the world. They're the people that you can depend on. They're the people that will help you. They're the people that will encourage you and pray for you and do anything they can do for you. That's the kind of people God has. So why would the world want to get rid of them? Why would the people want to get rid of them? Well, we know it's the devil, but He has His people that He uses. And so let's see what kind of people these are. Oh, the Lord. I mean, the world looks up on them. Paul said something one time about the offscouring of the earth. And the world looks on them as odd. And he looks on them as radical. And looks on them as simple-minded. And looks on them as ignorant and unlearned and all those things. But how does God, what does God think about them? What's He look at this morning? It says here, in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, it said, "For thou art a holy people." Thou art a holy people. And it said, "Unto the Lord thy God, the Lord God has chosen thee to be a special people." The Lord looks on His people as a holy people, as a special people. They're special people to God. To the world, they don't look much, but to the Lord, they are a special people. There's something special about the people of God. They're called out, said over there in Leviticus one place, they are severed from other people. Cut off, chosen of God, elect, precious, the Bible says. Chosen of God. People of God are a chosen people. They're not just the run of the mill. They're not just anybody that comes along, but it's somebody who God has called, and God has chosen them, and He lines them up. I thought about, Lord, I don't believe in predestination, but I believe that God gives everybody a chance. He gives everybody an opportunity, and I was wondering about the Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. And I wondered, Lord, why? Look like You just saved everybody. I know it's God's will that everybody be saved, but He said many are called, and few are chosen. What kind of people? Why would it? And He lines them up there and He says, will you take up your cross and follow Me? Will you deny yourself? Will you walk holy before Me here in this old world? Will you take up your cross? Will you go My way? Will you obey My word? Will you walk in My truth? And I say, yea, Lord, I'll go all the way with You, Lord. I'll die, Lord, to the world. I'll die to sin. I'll die of my own ways. I'll give up my life. I'll give up my ways. I'll give up what I have, Lord. And I'll take Your way, Lord. And when I do that, the Lord puts His finger on me, and You step over here. And He goes to the next one. And He said, will you deny yourself? Will you take up your cross? Will you sacrifice your life? Will you give up your ways? And you say, nay. And you draw back. And the Lord passes on over you and goes to the next one. That's why it's a chosen people. The only kind of people that God has is those who have volunteered.
This is a volunteer army. God don't draft anybody. He don't make anybody live for Him. He don't make nobody serve Him. But He chooses them who are willing to deny themselves. Had that in the meeting already. Seemed like about everything has been preached in this meeting. And anything we preach looks like will just be going over something else. But it's still good anyway, isn't it? And so it is tonight. This is how God chooses His people. It's for those that when He visits them and they throw up their hand and say, "Not my will, Lord, but Thy will be done. No more, Lord, am I interested. I've left all the world, Lord, to follow You. I'm glad I'm turning my back on sin. I'm turning my back on the world. And Lord, I'll sign up with You. This word is right. The way of God is right. And when I come, You don't have to deal with me. He just gives me an invitation. And He said, "Here am I. Choose this day whom you're going to serve." And I say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll take Your way. I'll deny myself, Lord. I'll give up, Lord. I'll surrender." That's how you're going to get help at the altar. That's how when you come to God, you can't do business with the Lord. I hear people say, "Well, if the Lord will heal so-and-so, I'll live for Him." That God don't do no business like that. God don't make no deals with people like that. Somebody said, "Well, if the Lord will work this thing out, then I'll serve Him. I'll live for Him." God don't do those kind of things. God's already paid the price. When Jesus hung on the cross, He said, "It's finished." The plan of salvation was finished right there. He said, "I lay in Zion a line, a plumb line." And He said, "I ain't going to pass this away no more. This is the only way it is." We don't bargain with God. We don't make deals with God. We just simply throw up our hands. "Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. If You don't take Your way, I'm going to die and go to hell. And Lord, I'll take Your way." And when I do, the Lord puts His hand on your head and say, "Come over here. And stand over here. You're one of those chosen ones. You're one of them now that has surrendered yourself and you've given your life to Me. And now I can take you and I'll do special things for you. And I'll bless you and I'll honor you and I'll make you a blessing to mankind, and I'll make you a light. I'll make you an example right here in this old world." And so it is this morning, that chosen generation. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad to be one of them this morning. I'm glad, praise God, to be a part of this great family of God, to be a part of one of those certain kind of people. That God people are a certain kind of people. They're not just a run of the mill. Oh, the devil be in them, and the devil runs them down, and the people of the world don't have much to do for them. But anyway, God esteems them very highly. Praise the Lord. They are a special people, it says. "Oh, for Thou art a holy people unto the Lord Thy God." Not to the world, not to myself, not to attach to somebody, but I'm a holy person unto the Lord. Amen. Unto God. Chosen of God. Think about that. Chosen of God. Put right here in this old sinful world and planted right here where we're at to be holy and righteously and godly right here in this present world. May the Lord help us this morning. "Thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special, special, chosen you to be something special, different from all the world, different from the general run of the population, different from the ordinary citizen, different, just called out and chosen of God." And it said, "You're a special people unto Himself above all people that are on the face of the earth." Think about that. Think about being chosen as a people above all the people on the earth. Somebody special. God loves everyone. And we know He had no respect of persons. And we know He's not willing that any should perish. And we know that God is doing all He can to save all that He can. But God has set His plan up. He set up the rules, and He set up the laws, and He set up the guidelines. And He said, if you want to go this way, then you'll be one of My special people. And if you don't want to take My way, I can't use you. I can't use you unless you want to take My way. Until I come to that place where I'm willing to surrender My life, and where I'm willing to dedicate myself, and where I'm willing to turn My back on sin, and turn My back on the world, and turn My back on the ways of the world, and the things of the world, and the fads of the world, and all these things, God can't use me. God only uses those who are fully surrendered to Him. Who has taken His way. Not that I chose Him. Bible said, Jesus said there, you didn't choose Me, but I chose you. You didn't choose Me. I didn't just choose to live for God. I got in sin, and I got in trouble, and I knew I was going to hell. And I said, when I came to the Lord that time many years ago, I remember a little something I said after I'd tried the world, after I'd tried the man's ways, after I'd tried the medical world, after I'd tried all the medicine and all the doctors and all the psychiatrists and all these other things, after I'd tried every one of those things, I grew worse like the woman in the Bible, and I come and fell down before the Lord, and I said, Lord, if there's anything You can do for me, have mercy on me, Lord. And the Lord done something. He chose me. When I came to that place where I surrendered all, Lord, I give up, Lord. I quit, Lord. I'm at the end of my rope, Lord. I have no more choices in this matter. I can't bargain with You. I can't reason with You, Lord. Now, Lord, I'm an object of Your pity. Have mercy on me, Lord, and save me, dear Lord. Amen. And when we do that, the Lord puts His hand on Him and says, you step over here now. I'm going to add you to that little certain group of people over there. Oh, may the Lord help us this morning. Think about it, that certain people, certain people. Then you're going to come over here and be one of them. Oh, the Lord, you can't serve God. Lord, help me to raise up a congregation over in West Virginia, and I preach one thing most of the time. You can't serve two masters. That was the main scripture that I used. You can't serve two masters. And these people just knew. They didn't know nothing about the truth. Didn't know nothing about the church. All just ignorant about the things of God, most of the other. And that was the main scripture I used. You can't serve two masters. Well, Jesus said that. I didn't say that. You can't serve the world. You can't serve man and serve God. You'll either love the one, cling to the one, despise the other. Can't serve two masters this morning. Oh, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man take you to receive anything from the Lord. I don't mean to be too loud. This is just my method of doing it. Oh, my heart this morning. I see something. And I'm concerned about it. And God called this chosen people, this special people, this certain kind of people, calls them out of the world, separates them from sin, separates them from confusion, separates them from the devil, cuts them off from everything else, and brings them unto Himself, a chosen generation, a chosen people to bear My name. Right here in this old world. Go tell Paul what great thing he's going to suffer for my name. I've chosen him. I've chosen him to carry this thing. He's going to have to suffer. Oh, what did the old song we used to hear him sing? Go tell the world, Paul, I'm counting on you. You're going to have to suffer in the shipwreck. You're going to be stirred out in the desert. But keep right on preaching, Paul. Keep right on preaching. I've chosen you. When you fell down there that day on the road to Damascus and said, Lord, what will you have me to do? The Lord chose him and have given him a special throw something in that earth and just keep right on preaching, Paul. You'll be wrecked on the sea, and you'll have to live out in the desert, and you're going to be persecuted, and you're going to be separated from your people, and you're going to be separated from the world, and everybody's not going to agree with you. Everybody's not going to pat you on the back. Everybody's not going to be good to you, but just keep on living anyway. I keep on preaching anyway. I keep on serving God anyway. I remember your calling. I remember you're a chosen special something or another for God, and God wants you to keep right on living and serving the Lord. Lord, help us today. The Lord God has chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself. Above all people that are upon the face of the earth, the Lord did not set His love upon you or choose you because you were more in number than any people. Oh, we mentioned the other day, this is something we need to be careful about. We need to be very careful about. God didn't choose us because we were the most people in the world. I'd like to see 10,000 come in here and get saved. I'd like to see the whole world saved. I'd like to see everybody saved. But according to the Word of God, it ain't going to be that way. Only ones that's going to be saved are those who are willing to allow Him to choose them. To allow God to choose them. That's the only one that's going to be saved this morning. The Lord did not set His love on you or choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. I believe that'll still go today. That'll still go today. The Bible said over there in Luke one place, it said, "Fear not, little flock. It's God's pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Fear not, little flock." We don't glory in being little either. We want to be big. We want to be big. But bless God, we can't change things to get big. We're going to have to still stay with the truth. We're going to have to still be that chosen separate people. We're going to keep separated from the world. I can't allow the world to come into my life or into my midst. I can't allow that. I still got to stand out here. If I have to stand alone, I'm still going to have to stand. For God has chosen me as a special person to stand right here in this world against all opposition and against all sin and all confusion and everything that's going on. He has chosen you this morning and chosen me to stand right here where you live at and where you abide at and stand for God in spite of all of us and what other people do and what other people say and what the devil tries to present. I'm still going to stand right there. God chose me. I gave my life to the Lord. I separated myself from the world, and Lord, I'm standing for you. You won't have to stand alone. There'll be somebody stand with you. I'm not talking about being independent now this morning. We're going to stand together. Stand together. Bless the Lord. Oh, praise God this morning. This special people. Lord, certain people. Over here in Peter it says that you're a chosen generation. Chosen generation. Praise the Lord. Mentioned yesterday that that's the highest calling in the land. Chosen to be a saint of God. Chosen out of all other people. All creation, all nationality and all that. Just God just calls you out and chose you. And remember why He chose you. He chose you because you was willing to go His way. Amen. You never will get saved until you come to the place you're willing to surrender. You never will receive forgiveness until you meet the conditions. Never will. God don't save people over sin. He don't save people in their sin. He don't save people against their will. Lord, don't do those kind of things. But when I can say, "Lord, here I am, Lord. What will you have me to do, Lord?" Then the Lord will put His, like I said, His hand and say, "Oh, like He did back there one time, all that's on the Lord's side, come over here." Yeah. I believe the Lord's calling for that even today. Yeah. All that's on the Lord's side, let's stand over here. Yeah. You know, there's no ifs and ands about this thing. We either we is or we ain't. That's what the Lord showed me about the church a long time ago. I'm either in it or I'm out of it. There's no hanging halfway. There's no hanging halfway. And all you're baptized into the church, praise the Lord. It don't depend on seniority, and it don't depend on who you are, how much you know, and what you got in the background. Don't depend on that. When I come to the altar, I bow before God and I say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of the world. I'm tired of the ways of the world. Lord, you, I give myself to you. The Lord then chooses me to be one of his special people. And then he wants me to go on and obey his word and walk in his life. We're only his house as long as we continue. Continue in my way. Continue in my word. That's the only long we're going to be saved. We're not going to stay saved and commit sin and go out here and indulge in the things in the world. We can't keep saved like that. God's long-suffering. He bears with us. He don't just whack us off. But I'm going to tell you one thing. God has a pure and a holy people, and he has a pure and a holy church. And when I try to bring something else in to mix it in with that, God ain't going to work with me. God ain't going to honor that just because who I used to be and what I am and what I claim to be and what I testify to be. God ain't going to honor that at all. It said if a righteous man turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity and die in his sins, all of his righteousness will not be remembered. We're only the people of God as long as we walk in his truth, as long as we walk in his light, as long as we obey the word of God, as long as we walk humbly before our Lord, as long as we're submissive to God, as long as we're submissive to one another, as long as we walk humbly with God, as long as we're willing to repent and have a contrite and a broken spirit, and we're willing to humble ourselves, and we're willing to apologize, and we're willing to ask pardon, and we're willing to ask forgiveness, and we're willing to measure up to the truth as it comes our way. Lord, as old Brother Jones used to say in Akron, Ohio, there in his latter years, he'd get out and pray about every service. But bless his heart, I remember he used to pray, Lord, just send your word on any line. And he said, if I am not there, I'll get there. Oh, that should be an attitude in every one of our hearts this morning. Lord, I just send your word on any line, and if I'm not there, I'll get there. I praise the Lord this morning. That's those chosen people. They're a submissive people. They're an obedient people. They're a sincere people. They're an honest people. Oh, God, help us this morning. A lot of things they have here. They are the salt of this whole earth. The city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. May God bless his people this morning. I love you all this morning. And I want us all to go to heaven. But the only way we're going to go to heaven is to stand right and live right and walk with God and obey God and hold up our standard before God and walk before God. Oh, you young folks, I appreciate everyone out here. I appreciate your wonderful voices you have to sing. I appreciate your testimony. Oh, but the Lord, I want you to get right into this thing. I put your whole heart into it. Don't quit dabbling around. Give up them old worldly companions and all that old fads and fashions and ways of the world. You turn your back on the whole thing and dedicate your life to God. God will use you. You can be one of those chosen people, one of those special ones, that God can bless your life, and God can use you, and God can make a saint of God out of you, and you can stand against all the wiles of the devil. Be encouraged this morning. Oh, bless the Lord. Well, they wanted me to preach at the young people gathered in Oklahoma this morning, but I felt like staying here. I stand here. Oh, bless the Lord. I don't know what you think about it, but this thing means a lot to me. This is my family. This is my life. I've given 30 some years for this thing. Worked hard. Paul said, I labored more than them all. Not me, but him. Him. Oh, it's wonderful. Praise God for the church of God this morning. Praise God for a people of God. Praise God for a holy people. Praise God for a pure people. For a clean people. For an honest people. Somebody you can depend on. Somebody will tell you the truth. Been called out in the meeting already. We don't love them and we don't tell them the truth. Don't tell them the truth. We don't love people by easing up a little bit. I know we got to be patient and use wisdom and all that thing. Oh, man, keep in mind that the devil's out to destroy this people. Keep in mind that the devil's out to destroy your congregation this morning. Don't you ever forget that this morning. The devil got to seek and destroy all that he can. And he said he came, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But he said, and the Satan had come to destroy, I don't know, get that all mixed up. To kill and to steal and to destroy. That's Satan's business this morning. He's in the business of that. And he ain't going to come in here with a long ears and a long tail and with a big spear in his hand. He don't come around like that. That ain't the way the devil. But spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil is preparing things right now. He got things in mind. And the whole nation, the whole world is against God this morning, generally speaking. And of even the laws of our land, the president we have, and justifying homosexuality. And lesbians and putting them in high places. All this is a plan of the devil to destroy righteousness out of the world. Taking the Bibles out of school and the prayers out of school. That's a plan of the devil to destroy righteousness out of the world. To destroy holiness out of the world. All this is a great power, a great force working in high places and undermining and conniving and troubling all of those things. The devil is trying all that he can. And I'm sad to say that looked like the Bible said one place in these last days that the glory of Jacob would be thin. I'll tell you, the devil, so many people have yielded themselves to the devil, have yielded themselves to the flesh, have yielded themselves to the world until the glory of God is growing real thin in this whole world. But God's counting on me and you. He's counting on us this morning. He's counting on that little band, those little certain people that He has chosen, that He has chosen them. You have not chosen me, but I chose you. What for? That you may go forth and bring forth fruit. And not only bring it forth, but that your fruit may remain. God wants me to live in such a way, and He wants me to conduct myself in such a way. He wants me to stand in such a way that even after I die, I still go on preaching. We hear Him referring to somebody's going on. Sister talking about her dad yesterday. Brother Chandler still preaching. Still preaching. Still bearing fruit. Still bearing fruit. Well, I want to do that too, bless the Lord. I don't know, I ain't got much longer. And I'm not near through preaching yet. I've got a lot of preaching I'd like to do. Oh, I wish I was 25 years old and know what I know now. I might know too much if I was only 25, but I see so much I want to do for the Lord. There's so much I want to accomplish for God. I want to see the church grow and prosper. I want to see souls saved. I want to see the glory of God in our midst. I want to see more of the power of God working in our midst. I want to see some of these old cancer healed. I want to see people blessed in their soul, prospering in their soul, growing in the Lord. And people who come in our midst, there'll be such a power of God there that they'll fear and tremble. Back there in Acts, it said they were all together on solemn sports. And there was such unity there, and there was such power there, that no man dared join himself unto them. I tell you, you don't have to take care of hypocrites and solve all these your old problems and people that just hang on, troublemakers and all those things. I tell you, the glory of God and the power of God in our midst will crowd them out. We'll cause them to get so uncomfortable, to get so uneasy, they'll be so tore up that they'll either get in or they'll get out, one of the two. It ain't too hard, is it? Glory of God. That's that certain people I'm talking about. God wants you and I to be in unity this morning. All in one accord. I will have to give up my ways. I'll have to give up what I want all the time. I'll have to give up my opinion sometime. I'll have to give up wanting to go my way sometime. But I'm going to humble myself. And I'm going to get down here. And I'm going to surrender all. I give up. I get out of the way. I've told the Lord, Lord, I'd rather lay down here and die. Yes. I would. If I know my heart, I'd rather lay down here and die than to bring a reproach on the cause of God. I'd rather lay down here and die. I've asked God, Lord, you see the future out there, Lord. You know, well, you know me, and I don't consider myself to be a real strong man. I've always been a weak son. I've always been kind of easy persuaded, but I just wholly have to depend on God. And I said, Lord, if you see something down the road there that I'm going to fall or I'm going to do something that'll bring a reproach on your cause, Lord, let me die right now. That's how much I love God's cause this morning. I'd rather die than bring a reproach on the cause of God. I'll have to surrender myself. I've had to crawl. I've had to beg pardons. I've had to get up before 1,000 people and say, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't preach it right. Lord, help us. Ain't easy. Hard on the flesh. You can get up there before them people at Monarch on Sunday morning and tell them that you made a mistake. That you brought something out about women preachers you ought not to have brought out. And I'm sorry, sister. Forgive me.
Praise the Lord.
In place of folks turning against me, I had to watch it. I didn't get exalted. Brother Salmon, that's wonderful that you would do something like that. Don't let the devil cheat you out of a blessing this morning. If you got a need, tell it, bless the Lord. If you've got wrong, if you got on the wrong track, humble yourself. If you made a mistake, I'm sorry. If you've offended the congregation, you need to ask forgiveness. It's all right. If I grieve the Lord, I just deal with God. But if I grieve people, I got to deal with people too. I can't just let it go. I can't just ignore it. I better recall David over there to the Lord after he'd done his terrible sin. He repented, Lord, asked him to be cleansed on the inside. And the Lord graciously forgave David. But he said, David, you have given great room for the devil to work. You have given room for the devil to work. Oh, you've brought a great reproach on the cause of God. Oh, you and I, if we've brought a reproach on the cause of God, and we've hindered, I believe this is all right, and so it is. Oh, bless the Lord. I'm going to tell you something or another. Those people ain't going to turn you away. The saints are the most forgiving people in the world. They are the most long-suffering people in the world. They will honor you. They'll have more confidence in you. I've said one place, had a message. I've preached sometime about being deceived. The Lord's been real. I've preached it 2 or 3 times this summer already, and I see a great danger of being deceived. That's been one of my prayers. Lord, I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to preach out here and come down to the end and be a castaway like Paul. I don't want to do that, he said. I bring my body into subjection unless I preach to others. I myself be a castaway. I don't want to do that. Lord, I don't want to be deceived, Lord. I don't want to think I'm right when I'm not right, Lord. Lord, help me. And the Lord made me to know the only way I can keep from being deceived is to be honest. You've got to be honest. You've got to be honest with yourself. I just ain't got it anymore. I just don't have what I used to have. Lord, help us this morning. We got to be honest. We got to be honest with ourselves. We got to be honest with God. All of our dealings have to be honest. All of our business dealings has to be honest. All of our income tax has to be filled out right. Amen. Got to be honest with God, with ourselves. Ain't fooling God. God knows us folks this morning. Got to be honest. That's the only way. I mean, the Lord made me to know that. The only way I can keep from being deceived and believing something that isn't so, I have to be honest with myself. Lord, this is what I am. What did over there David somewhere or another explaining what a citizen of Zion was? He speaketh one of the things that he did, that he speaks the truth in his heart. I'm just what I am. I'm just what I am. Oh, I'd much rather see somebody get up and say, please pray for me. Pray for me. I've just not had it. I've just not been bearing fruit. And I've just kind of been a reproach to the cause. And my life hasn't been all up to par like I know it's supposed to be. Saints, pray for me. I'd rather see that than somebody get up and testify right over the thing. And everybody in the congregation knows how you live. Heard about one preacher one time asked a sister, said, how are you getting along, sister? She said, I'm doing fine. Well, he said, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. He knew how she was living. He knew how she was living. Lord, help us not to deceive ourselves this morning. But let's be honest with God. Honest with ourselves. And we have to be honest with the devil, too. Yeah, be honest. I got a hold of that thought somewhere. Now, Lord, what's that mean? Well, I'm going to tell the devil, I'm saved. And I'm sanctified. And I'm living to all I know and understand. And you just go on and huff your tail, as Brother Kimmel said, between your legs and go on. But be honest with the devil sometimes, too. He's accuser of the brethren. Thank the Lord this morning. Oh, may the Lord help us. The light of the world. The light of the world. Oh, honest. I've got some things in there. Dependable. Dependable. That's one of those certain kind of people. You can depend on them. They tell you something, it's right. They won't lie. They won't lie. If they misrepresent something another, they'll ask you to forgive them. That's that certain kind of people. That's why the world wants to get rid of us. It ain't because that we're such a bad people, but it's because the life that we live provokes them. It's because I had him tell, one party told me over there in West Virginia, after I've been over there a few years, that we're going to get rid of Brother Salmon if we have to carry him out of here in a coffin. I wasn't doing nothing. All I did is tell them that you can't live with that woman and be saved. Because you already had a wife. That's all I did. Well, John lost his head, didn't he? Well, I could lose my head too. That's all I did. All I did was tell that man, that woman you're married to is not your wife. She already got a husband. Yes. And somebody else wanted to leave their husband. And I said, no, stay with him. Stay with him. Well, he don't treat me right. Stay with him anyway. And they put that out. That brother, that Salmon's down there. He's telling some people to separate and telling some to stay together. I don't understand that. All I was doing, trying to help folks. May the Lord help us. I still advocate this morning. Old Brother Effinger said, I know I want him and his wife didn't jee-haw together and didn't get along together, but he said, I know I can only have one wife, and he said, I need a woman, and I'm just going to stay with her. My, what would have happened if my wife had dumped me? Those nights that I stayed out all night. Those times that I come in drunk. What if she had just abandoned me? Well, yeah, I wouldn't be here this morning, would I? You folks wouldn't have got to hear this morning. All I needed was to be saved. All that husband needs is to be saved. All that wife needs is to be saved. That's all. That'll change them. Oh, may the Lord help us this morning. But that's why the world hates us. I didn't want to lay that thought out. He said that they wanted to get rid of these people. It was because that they were giving the world a lot of trouble. It wasn't because they were causing a lot of confusion in the community. It wasn't because that they were dishonest or they weren't paying their bills. It wasn't because of that. It was because of the life that they live is a reproof to sin. And they get uncomfortable about it. I've had people to stutter. Go back, brother. Or not brother. One man I had to make a restitution to. I'd been stealing money off of him. And I went and looked him up. And yes, I believe this is part of what these people do. Yes. And I went down there and he was a principal of a big high school in Louisville, Kentucky. And I went in there and I told him what my mission was. And when I used to be there in the barber school, I used to steal some money out of that cash register and buy cigarettes and things with it. And he said, I've gotten saved and I'm going to straighten my life up and I want to ask you to forgive me and I'm here to pay you all that I owe you. And the man began to tremble. And tears began to run down his cheek. See, that's what it is. It came because we're a nuisance in the community. It ain't because that we're strange looking. You know, that ain't no problem much anymore. People dress every way. They see you how you're dressed. Well, that's just another fad, you know. You don't believe it, go down there at the airport in Los Angeles, sit down there a while. They come through there with everything on. I don't know where they dream up some of those, what do they call them there, hop-hop things, hip-hops and all that kind of stuff. Lord help us this morning. But all that life that we talked about, that holy atmosphere, they begin to squirm, they begin to twist. I remember when my father laid a corpse and we brought him home and he didn't want to stay in a funeral home. He wanted to be brought back home. And we brought him back home. That's the way they used to do back in Hill, Kentucky there. But anyway, they have a big gathering in there, and they have a service, and it's a big, big thing with them. But all people gather in all the community and have a wake there, not just 6 till 9. It goes all night long. But all, I was in there, and I didn't say anything. And I went back through the kitchen, and that was back in the miniskirt days. And I went in, and I just walked in. And boy, they began pulling their dresses down, putting their cigarettes out. I never said a word. I never said anything. That's why people don't persecute us. That's why that they look on us. That's why they want to destroy us. That's why they want to get rid of us. It's not because, like I said, we're not good neighbors. It's not because we're not good customers. It's not because we're not good people. It's because the holy life rebukes sin. I don't like a place. I don't want to be around him. I told the folks over home, when it gets sold, that sinners can just come in and feel comfortable. We're missing something now. We want to welcome everyone. That's why folks don't come around our service much. That's why they'll come one night. I'll try to get there one night, they'll say, to a revival meeting or something or another. It ain't because we don't. Somebody said, well, the saints ain't friendly. I don't believe that. They're the friendliest people in the world. They're the most long-suffering people in the world. They're the most hospitality people in the world. Amen. They don't run people off.
That's right. Amen.
Well, I know there's somebody maybe around don't have wisdom and maybe not where they ought to be with the Lord, but I'm talking about that chosen generation. I'm talking about them certain people. They don't do those kind of things. They reach their hand to fellowship to every blood washed wife. They're hospitals. They'll take you in your home. They'll give you their car. They'll give you the very coat off on your back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I had people come in my house and crawl in the winter. I'd come home and there they was in the bed. That's the way saints operate. But, oh, it's not because of that. But it's because, and like I say, people come and all where the truth is and where the Spirit is and where the power of God is. You see them start twisting, looking at the walls, looking up the ceiling, almost tearing the songbook up. And twisting and playing with the baby and whispering to somebody. All of this is because of the power of God. It ain't because we're unhospitable. It ain't because that we're mean. It ain't because that we're cold. It ain't because we're indifferent. But it's because that we are a chosen people. And God is in the midst of her. And He'll help her in that right early. And they feel uncomfortable. Whew, I don't want to be this place here. There's something spooky about that. It is. Well, he said the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm getting out of this place. Why? Because their life is rolling before them. Their sins are coming up before them. All those secret things. All those things they got covered up. All those things that they're conniving to do. Those plans that they have. Those things they got in mind trying to undermine somebody. Trying to gain some personal gain. Trying something they ain't confessed. Something undercover. Oh, the old timers used to say, I've got something on the shelf behind the door. Get that thing off of the shelf behind the door. Under the mattress. Between the mattresses. Hid down in the secret recesses of my heart. Trying to cover it up from the saints. Trying to cover it up from the people. Trying to hide it from my wife. Trying to hide it from my husband. Oh, but that godly light, it'll bring out. Somebody said, I wonder what it's going to be like when we get before the judgment. The Lord's going to say, you done this and you done that. And you did this and you did that. No. The presence of the glorified Christ will expose every evil thing. You won't have to bring it out. It'll just come out. That little old secret thing that you're holding, that little old thing that you're doing, that little old thing that you're covering up, that little old thing you're trying to hide, that little old thing you're trying to fool the people with, it'll be a mountain when you stand before God. And you get around a bunch of spiritual people, He's going to show up anyway. Talking about a certain kind of people that's different from all other people. Praise the Lord. They won't cheat you. They won't misrepresent things to you. I mentioned here the other night I had to go. I bought a car just the day before I left home in a hurry. Didn't even intend to buy a car. Went over to the garage and there was a car. I've been praying, looking for a car. And right over there and I seen this. And Lord, maybe I felt this was the one the Lord wanted me to have. And I hurried up and traded for it. And got on the plane and left. Parked it back there. But oh, I forgot. I'd just been in another garage a week or so before that. With my other car. And the guy told me, says, The torque converter on that transmission is not locking in. And he says, the part costs $700. And your old car's got 130-some thousand miles on it. All we'll do is just hook it. It don't really have to have it anyway. I didn't tell that man that when I traded with it. I didn't have to. Yes, I did. and the shop was closed. I'm leaving at 6 o'clock next morning. What am I going to do? Lord impressed me. I wrote a letter to him. Taped it on his door. I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you about this. I said, don't sell it to anybody until you check it out. And I'll take care of it when I get back. Praise the Lord. Is that all right? That's the way we remain one of those certain kind of people. We stay honest. We pay our debts. If we can't, we go to them. Tell them I can't make the payment this month. I have no intention of beating you out of this thing. But give me a little time, I'll try my best to pay it. I'm talking about those certain kind of people. They're chosen. That's why the world, people feel uncomfortable. Got went to McDonald's some time ago, and I don't know, a couple of us, and got it, Big Macs or whatever it was, and $1.80. And I got over there and eating them. That ain't right. There's something wrong with that. Should be more than that. I got over there and the poor little girl. I told her what had happened. I guess she must have been young. I mean, new to the job. But I told her, you didn't charge me enough for this. Poor little girl was so thankful. But she felt, she kind of trembled. People feel uncomfortable when you do those kind of things. That's why they want to get rid of us. That's why the devil is trying to destroy all righteousness out of the world. People want to be able just to go on and do whatever they want to and not feel bad about it. When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He'll lead you and guide you into all truth, and He will not speak of Himself, but whatsoever you hear, that will He speak, and He will shew you things to come. And He shall glorify me. Those certain people that are saved and sanctified and dedicated and consecrated and separated from the world, from the ways of the world and the things of the world. Somebody said, oh, you preacher, you preach too much against the world. Well, we're not of the world. We live here in the world, but we're not of the world. I still like T-bone steak. That's in the world. He's talking about the evils of the world. The things that's going to damage your spirituality. The things that's going to take your mind off in God. The things that's going to make you lean in your soul. The things that you get involved in. The Bible said, he that warreth entangleth not himself with the affairs of this life. You get all entangled. You get all involved. You get all mixed up in politics or get out here on the street with your cards and some kind of a movement and demanding your rights and all those kind of things. Bible don't want you and I being involved in those kind of things. Don't get entangled with those kind of things. We don't have no rights. We surrendered our rights. Meekest man on earth, Lord, is what he surrendered his right. Some people over here are preaching, and some people over here are prophesying. And Moses said, I would that God, every one of them would become a prophet. Meek. Meek means I have surrendered my will. That's why Jesus said, if they slap you on one cheek, turn the other. That's why he said, if they take your coat, give him your cloak also. That's why he said, if you want to ask you to go a mile, go 2 miles. That's those certain kind of people. That's the only kind of people who do those kind of things. Why is that? Oh, may the Lord help us this morning. That's the kind of people that God has chosen to carry His name, to carry His banner. As we preached yesterday about the saints of God, that's the name that He wants us to carry. People, I know, I got them people over there, I look on those men, and they said they look like they are kind of, we know those men. They're ignorant, unlearned men. And that don't mean we've got to be ignorant to serve the Lord. But they said we'll have to acknowledge, where'd they get all this wisdom at? Where'd they get all this thing at? How can they do all these things? Where'd all this power come from? How can those people do those things?